Hi, my name is Brandon Summers. I am a music therapist. I also work a little bit in development here at A Place to Be.
What inspired you to become a music therapist?
Well, originally I was kind of on the music theater route, musician, actor, just an artist in general. I had always felt a little bit like I was playing the Dr. Phil character, though, with my friends growing up. So I had gravitated towards psychology. And then in exploring that, I discovered music therapy, which I knew very little about at the time. And then I learned about it. And I realized that it actually started in World War II, when veterans were coming back from the war, and musicians would go into the hospital and help them through PTSD, anxiety, and decreasing anxiety, and a host of other goals and areas. When I learned about that, I thought, wow, I can combine something that I love with something that, has always been on my heart, which is to meet people where they're at, help them navigate through life. I just started learning more about music therapy from there, and it really opened up so many different possibilities.
How does music help your own mental health?
Well, I love that question. It's different for everybody, Someone could love classical music, so they could hear "Called Romeo Ben," and all of a sudden, their brain waves kind of, sedate a little bit, right? And then you're experiencing that calming feeling, perhaps. And then for someone else, it could be "Carry On My Wayward Son," right? And you're driving down the road, you're in a bad mood, but that comes on, and all of a sudden now you're bumping your head, and ultimately, that's fundamentally, what music has the power to do. It has the power to entrain you to whatever the music is, either that, or maybe the music can entrain to you. So that's something I do as a music therapist, is if someone's coming in a particular mood, say they're sad, I might, I'm not going to play Bob Marley's hits right off the bat. I'm probably going to start off with something that reflects how that person's coming into the room. Maybe we can train from there. Maybe we can end with something, from Bob Marley, "Don't worry about a thing," right? If we got there. So, long answer, but music has been very impactful in my life,
Can you tell me a little bit about A Place to Be?
I actually think this would be a great opportunity to hear from Amy as
Yeah.
well.
Let's do it. Yeah.
We started in 2010 as a nonprofit in Middleburg, Virginia, and now we've expanded to Leesburg, Virginia, to be able to meet a various diverse group of people, right? And a host of different clients and families. But ultimately, we are a music therapy center. We're an art therapy center. We are looking to create community. We're looking to create a place where your child can come, you can come as an adult, your family can come. We serve all ages, and we're creating community with people across generations. Yes, we serve a variety of people with disabilities, but we also serve neurotypical people as well. And that's something that makes our organization really unique, is the collaboration and the community. And the belonging that we build, just being with each other. But again, I want to throw it to Amy, because Amy has been here for quite a long time, and is an ambassador for us. So I'm going to roll my wheelie desk over.
So, good morning. I am Amy So, and I have been a part of A Place to Be since I was officially since I was like 13, but I started music therapy when I was 11. And one of the things that we initially worked on with my music therapist, who happens to be the founder of A Place to Be, was breath support. So I learned to speak through singing. So I could not get through a verse of a song, but I loved to follow along with the music. So I would start to say, "Can I try? Can I want to finish the rest of the song. Can I figure this out? And I learned how to breathe through music. And through that, I then switched from finding my physical voice to finding what I call my advocacy voice. So we started working on plays. I was 11 or maybe 14 at the time. I worked on a play called How Far I've Come. And it was a 6-person cast that helped me tell my story up until that point. I turned 29 tomorrow, so my 16-year-old self had no idea what was coming at her. But I really love music and the therapeutic benefits of it. Just to give you a little bit of a background here too, A Place to Be also has a contract with iNova.
Mm-hmm.
So when I had a operation, one of the music therapists was able to meet me at the hospital in recovery and do some entrainment with my heart rate to try and bring me back out of anesthesia. So there are many different avenues in music therapy that people may not see at first. They're not just musicians, they're clinically trained therapists that really have a way with their instruments to figure out what that person needs at that time.
How does music help your confidence?
Music therapy, music in general, is a confidence builder for me. I've written a bunch of music to try and bridge the gap between my world as an individual with an individual who identifies as someone with a disability and the general public, so the able-bodied world. I've used music as that bridge. So it really kind of gives me common ground also with my peers. And it assists in just being able to help me assimilate with the rest of the community. So it's very special. It's very unique in a way, because like if you think about it, traditionally therapy is somewhere you go as a person with a diagnosis who, like, it's somewhere you go that is kind of separate from the general public, but because we're doing music, it can help us bridge that gap a little bit more.
Yeah, if I could add on to a little bit of what Amy was saying there, as clinically trained music therapists, you know, we take 4 years of school, and we're required to take a certification test at the end of that. Actually, we also have a 6-month internship afterwards. A Place to Be is where I did my internship. So after that 6 months, I took the test, became a board certified music therapist. And what does that exactly mean, right? Because as I explained to you at the kind of the top of the interview there, in describing music's impact, right, from a fundamental level, it can help just increase joy, right, decrease anxiety, bring you into a different mood. But we're also working on a variety of other things. As Amy says, it can be quite surprising. So there's physical goals, there's communication goals, mental health goals, psychosocial goals, right? So we're really ranging across a variety of domains there. For an example, we have music therapists that have a specialization in neurologic music therapy. So one example of that would be helping someone do gait training in the with like an older adult. So let's take a research project that was done where they took numerous older adults and had them walk in a straight line over the period of several weeks. At the beginning, you know, they monitored their gait and it was at a certain level. The thing is, they were walking to staying alive from the by the Bee Gees, right? So as they're walking, it was staying alive, staying alive. And over the next several weeks, they started increasing the rhythm. Staying alive, staying alive. And over that few weeks, their gait improved. Now, why is that, right? It's because music is a vehicle for transformation, for maintaining your physical, gross, fine motor movements. It's a vehicle for transformation in that it allows your brain to engage in a way that really is unique to engaging with music. So yeah, go ahead, Amy.
Music activates all parts of the brain. So even if you have an individual, I'm gonna go here. Even if you have an individual in ICU, sometimes they'll send a music therapist in, even if they are quote unquote unresponsive. They'll send the MT in and they'll be able to again go with their heart rate and intrinsically, hopefully, bring that person back to their families for a couple extra minutes. I had a friend, this was a bunch of years ago before MT, before a place to be was contracted, but she went into ICU and she wasn't responding to too much of anything. But then I thought, I don't have insurance, but I do have my phone. And I looked at one of her friends and I said, do you remember a favorite song of hers? And I put that song on, all of a sudden, randomly, she was able to open her eyes and look at me. Those couple minutes of her looking at me, I probably would not have gotten back, which is kind of a unique experience to have. She did go back to sleep, and she ended up passing away a couple hours later, but that was a little bit of a music therapy, if you will, even though it was just me as a client figuring it out on my phone, just to bring her back for those couple extra minutes.
That's beautiful, Amy. And I think you made a great point there. As music therapists, you know, we don't own music, you know? So yes, we're trained and we have clinical uses for music, but a lot of times we'll send clients home with coping tools, right? That utilize music. So a lot of times these skills, these strategies, these interactions, unique ways to engage with music, we like to tell people to, you know, share those, right? And to share those with other people. Real quick, I worked in a adult daycare for some day center, excuse me, for quite some time. And there was a lot of individuals in there with severe dementias, right? So these folks, maybe I saw them at the beginning and they were speaking, you know, complete sentences to fragmented sentences. And then by the time I left, a lot of those individuals had either passed or maybe they weren't able to speak at all anymore. And in several instances, engaging with them in music really brought them back. So they were able to talk to their wives again, and in some instances, talk to their kids. And it for several minutes after singing Fly Me to the Moon, they're now kind of back in reality and able to engage with the present. And those few minutes, as Amy spoke about in her example, really, you know, are impactful for families. And that's what I'm talking about when music has the ability to transform a situation. And it's truly, it's almost magical in that. Now, it's scientific, you know, and we can get into it, maybe not in this because it's a lot, but it comes across as truly mind-blowing, right? When someone's able to just engage in a full conversation after not being able to talk for several months, you know, just after listening to Fly Me to the Moon and singing it along, you know.
How does it feel for you when you see Amy and other clients succeed?
Oh, it's incredible. I mean, the whole reason I got into this field, this career, was because I always associated with people that maybe had been overlooked or didn't fit into the, you know, the typical societal norms, right? So though I can pass as typical, I don't consider myself typical. I consider myself quite unique as well. So I actually believe I share quite a bit with the clients and the folks that we have here. And everyone we serve here is so special in their own way. And that's something that I've really learned in this field, was not to put anyone in a box, not to have expectations for someone that are limited. Because as long as your mind is open to the potential that someone has, anything is possible. It can come off as a little corny, but it's actually true. If you're open to it, people will surprise you. People that we call clients, right, will surprise you. People that are individuals with disabilities, they will surprise you. Go ahead, Amy.
Sometimes we're called clients, sometimes we're called patients. We have all kinds of labels that are not often our names. So some of us are often not seen as individuals. And that's where that music builds that bridge. Because I went to one of my friends one day and I said, guess what? I just wrote a song. And they're like, you wrote what and did what? And I'm like, I wrote a piece. And I think that type of music breaks barriers. Music can also break a language barrier. There are many songs that are in two languages that people can sing back and forth. And I've done that a couple different times in my career. Yes, I'm a client, but also I kind of volunteer here, and I'm not an official music therapist, but I kind of have learned a lot of your guys' techniques, so I kind of use it outside of here to help bridge gaps, and I think it's a really special technique and tool to be able to use.